24 years of living, I've been exposed to a wide range of music. When I was growing up, my mother always had me listen to 50s, 60s, 70s rock music. And as I grew older, I came to enjoy more newer styles, hard rock, heavy metal, some rap. And I've come to form quite a few opinions on some of this music, and also some of the issues surrounding it. So, this is going to be my topic for tonight, music. As you may have heard from various media outlets, it seems that pop music is dying, yet again. And to this I say thank God, because a lot of it I have found so vapid and bland that I don't even know how it even sells. I mean, admittedly, there is a big marketing machine that pushes it to all get out, but if people just sit and think about it for a moment, I'd say it all sucks. But thankfully for those of us who are a little better minded, it's going away. But there is one little tidbit I did pick up concerning pop music. And now, admittedly, this was from Star Magazine, one of the tabloids, so its validity may be a little shaky. But I'm going to give it to you anyway, because I'm hoping you'll find it as amusing as I did. Apparently, there is a party where pop star Christina Aguilera and Britney Spears were both invited to, and they both did show up. Well, apparently they wanted to get a photo shoot with the both of them, and Christina Aguilera was overheard saying, "I do not want to be seen with that teeny bopper trash." And all I have to say to this is, teeny bopper trash. Yeah, honey, and you're any better, uh-huh. Yeah, we all believe that. Well, enough with pop music. I'm going to go into one of the genres that I really, really enjoy, hard rock and heavy metal. Now, thankfully, this has been coming back again with bands like Slipknot and a few others, but I'm also noticing a disturbing trend in hard rock, and that is whiny music. Now, while I do enjoy some of the styles some of these bands have, like Edema and whatnot, you know, their playing's really good, but why are they always writing woe is me type lyrics? I mean, don't these guys have anything positive to say? I mean, where's like the build you up, we're not going to take it anymore type music? I mean, Rage Against the Machine aside, where is this just like this fun, powerful rock music that we used to enjoy during the 80s and such? I mean, and as of right now, I think there's only two people that could do whiny music enjoyably. One is Aaron Lewis of Staind, and for those of you who listen to the band, I think you'll understand why, and Leonard Cohen. Everybody knows the dice are loaded, and everybody knows Kobe Dick can shut the fuck up. For all those who do not know who Kobe Dick is, or Jacoby Cicadas, or John Lydon, or whatever the hell he's calling himself now, he's the lead singer of Papa Roach, who about a year or so ago had the hit Last Resort. If you ever want to know how much this song got on my nerves, send me an email, get a hold of one of my net friends, and talk to us about it. I mean, dear God, I wrote a parody for this song. If you want to see the lyrics, give me an email, I'll send it your way. We need uplifting music, and especially with what's going on in the world today, we need it now. So, all you guys with your Les Pauls and your hammer basses, chop chop, get to it. One of the issues that has been surrounding the music industry has been copy protection. As we know, the RIAA was not happy with peer-to-peer file sharing. I mean, we saw what happened in Napster, and it's pretty close to happening with Kazaa now. So, they've been taking steps to circumvent this. So we're getting copy protection like we normally see on PC games and some of the applications in music. Now, normally you just hear the little people cry about this, but we have heard one big player in the game complain. That player is Philips, one of the developers of CD technology, and also the copyright owner of the CD logo, that nice little logo you see on every CD. Now, here's the thing. Philips has said, for anybody who puts out a CD with copy protection, they cannot use that logo. So, it's a CD, but not a CD. I find this amusing. One thing I wished the companies would learn about copy protection: if it can be played, it can be copied. One of the big ones that's being used right now, Cactus Data Shield, has been circumvented by way of a felt tip pen. I wonder if they're going to make felt tip pens illegal now. Who knows? Anyway, the RIAA has said multiple times that online music sharing has just totally cut into profits, but I have seen a report to the contrary. Jupiter Media Metrics, an analyst of listening and watching trends in the public, has said people who share MP3s are more likely to buy music in the stores. Well, the RIAA obviously did not like this, and in fact came back with a rebuttal statement saying that they did not cover one group, which was the under 18 demographic, which they didn't. Now, I'm going to take a moment here to play devil's advocate. The under 18 demographic is where a lot of the record labels are trying to market to. I mean, those are the people they're trying to push. Bands like NSYNC, O-Town, Britney Spears, Jennifer Lopez, and all that. But the under 18 group is also the group that doesn't have a lot of money. So it's obvious they're going to download music instead of spending $20 a pop on one of these CDs. Now, personally, I don't see where the problem is. These no-talent shitheads that the record labels are trying to push on these poor unsuspecting kids don't deserve a dime anyway. But that's just me. I think a little differently. But I will go at you one better. Verizon and Kazaa are wanting to work together to pay the royalties and whatnot for music downloads. In fact, Kazaa lobbyist Phil Corwin would like to implement a $1 a month fee per user for each ISP, and he says this alone would generate $2 billion yearly. An extra dollar a month to download music? Shit, here's $2 a month. Yeah, I'm all for it. Fine, and I know a lot of my friends would be. They've said so. But Recording Industry Association of America President Hillary Rosen calls the proposal, quote, the most disingenuous thing I've ever heard. It's ridiculous. Well, Miss Rosen, I really highly doubt you were listening to this program, but if you are, or hopefully one of your little lobbyist friends are listening to this, they'll pass the message on. I have one thing to say to you from the bottom of my heart. Fuck you, you gold-digging twat. Well, that's all I have for this evening. Hope you enjoy it. If you have any comments, questions, funny things you want to send me, you can email me at reverendhammer@yahoo.com. Just remember, there is no A in reverend. A lot of people do that. Don't do it. You'll get nothing. So, on that note, hope you have a nice night. God bless. This segment has been brought to you by Spankwagon Radio, which is located at spankwagon.n3.net, a service of vftp.net. If you have any comments or questions, please send them to reverendhammer@yahoo.com.
Wait, don't give up. It gets better.